faith, spiritual values, moral issues, government, economy, education, work, responsibility. What we think about these depends on our worldview. Now, VCY America presents Worldview Weekend Radio with Brannon House.
All right, welcome. Glad you are with us. We got big news today. Wisconsin, anybody in the country should definitely tell them to turn on VCY America if they have a station in your market. Otherwise, go to worldviewradio.com/live or vcyamerica.org. Like I said, we stream it at worldviewradio.com/live 24/7. We stream the VCY stream anyway. So you should go there and you should tweet, text, email, call people. We have huge news out of Wisconsin. We broke this last night on Lindell TV during my broadcast, Brannon House Live. And we're going to be joined by Jefferson Davis here in just a moment. And we got big news. Something that has caused the Speaker of the House in Wisconsin to go out in front of the cameras and use the words widespread fraud. You know, we've been pretty tough on the Speaker of the House in Wisconsin, Robin Voss, but apparently he has now seen the light. Well, what did he see? What did he see, folks? Well, you're about to find out that what we're gonna, I think, have presented on the 24th of March at 10 a.m., in Madison, at the state capitol, a report that has cell phone pings documenting people going to drop boxes, dropping ballots, the same people, multiple ballot drops at multiple ballot drop boxes, pictures of their car, their license plate, maybe their face. And are some of these people about to sing? Are they about to sing and tell them who put them up to this, how much they were paid? Is this incredible criminal activity about to be exposed? Well, I think that may have been a little bit of what Speaker Voss heard the other day in a private meeting with Jefferson Davis, who'll join us. It's also he was also in that meeting with our friend Dr. Doug Frank. Jefferson Davis, Doug Frank, Mike Lindell joined me on my show last night, and we broke this story. Now we're bringing it to the 60 stations of VCY America. And we want you to know about it since we cover so much of Wisconsin. This is a big story. So I'm going to ask you to please tweet, text, email, Facebook, call your friends, tell them to tune in to a VCY America radio network station in their market if they have one, which covers a big chunk of almost all of Wisconsin. If not, they can go to vcyamerica.org. They can go to worldviewradio.com/live, worldviewradio.com/live, and pick up what we're about to say. So you've got about 10 minutes to get them there. While we go to Colonel John Mills, who was with us earlier in the week, and he's going to give us an update on what's going on in Russia and Ukraine. Colonel Mills, welcome back to the broadcast. Thank you for joining us.
Oh, thank you, Brandon. It's always an honor to be with you. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you for your service to our country and for making time for us. I know you're very, very busy. Just to remind our audience, you served on the National Security Council for two presidents. And of course, you're a colonel, retired colonel as well. You're at the Center for Security Policy. Since we talked earlier this week, Colonel, can you give us some updates on what we're seeing happening in Russia as far as that conflict and the propaganda, the lies? It's the fake news. It's so hard for the Americans to wrap their mind around it. But apparently the globalists are succeeding. In my news report today, I have a report that a big chunk of Americans now are willing to engage Russia, even if it means nuclear war. Well, why on earth would Americans think that unless they've been brainwashed? What's really going on over there, and your thoughts, please?
Yeah, Brandon, this is complex, confusing. This is first and foremost. Wars are fought many ways. And this is an information war as much as anything. So everybody needs to be understanding of that. Be careful try to get a holistic picture. Realistically, what is going on beyond the information war is essentially the Russian initiatives have bogged down. As you imagine, when we're on radio here, but the Dnieper River coming down toward Kyiv, there was major columns. We're approximately in the third week of the conflict, and there was major columns on the right and on the left, and there was also kind of a hook around to the left, and there was also airborne insertions. The Russians are in trouble, big trouble. The big columns to the left of the Dnieper have now dispersed because they're being peppered by the drone activity of Ukraine. And those armed drones don't come from America. Those drones come from Turkey. And Turkey has been the one who's really been providing and sustaining. It's all its sustainment and the maintenance and the ordnance. It's so important. And this is what got the Russians into trouble. That you got to think maintenance, 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 logistics, logistics, logistics. And the problem behind every column of tanks, you need a column of fuel trucks, you need a column of maintenance personnel. But you got to look at this in the big picture here. Putin, you know, the Ukraine is not our conflict, not our conflict. At the same time, Putin is not our friend. Both of those can be true at the same time. Because Putin is really essentially, now, if we're uncovering bad stuff that the deep state did in Ukraine, great, great, and that's good, and we need to know about that. But that does not mean Putin is our friend. That does not mean Ukraine is something we need to decisively get engaged in.
Exactly.
So I am, you know, you've got to look at Putin. He is a subcontractor to Xi in China. Hmm. So if anybody thinks Putin is our friend, that means, well, then I guess China's our friend. No, China is out to get rid of us. Whatever it takes, they are out to get rid of us. This is very deadly, very mortal, and Putin is essentially a subcontractor to China at this point in time. So the main game is China. The main game is looking across the Pacific from China, because once China kicks off, and that's my concern in the next 60 days, and I had already put out a number of memos, actually done a number of articles in Epoch Times, identifying late February and March as the beginning of the conflict period, and bingo, right on, right on. That's exactly what it was. And so Putin is facing almost, I could say, a rebellion of his senior military leadership and his FSB, which is the former KGB. Things are getting ugly, and nothing like a cornered dictator. And Xi in China is actually facing the same thing. There is essentially almost a de facto low-scale civil war going on in China as Xi makes absolutely sure he is eliminating all opposition, because it is getting ugly. It is getting really ugly. The Chinese economy is essentially collapsed. They're essentially out of money, and they're both furiously. The sanctions, and I've talked to international absolute experts on this, and Roger Robinson is one of them. Everybody needs to follow Roger Robinson. He is an expert on Chinese and Russian money flows. The devastation of what the financial sector has wrought on Russia, which is a minuscule economy, 25 companies listed as opposed to 5,300 companies listed by China. That's the, you know, and essentially outside of the information war, that's one of the main areas of conflict is the financial war. China sees the devastation wrought by the application of all these controls and delistings and punitive measures, and China realizes, oh my, that can happen to us. So they are desperately trying to recalculate their plans and strategies, because they know all these other potential things to get around the dollar as the reserve currency. And you know, we have all these are, again, we have a problem in the White House. We have an administration that is in many ways sold out and is on the other team. So, but through it all, I have absolute faith and confidence the American people and the American constitutional way will win. I have absolute faith in that. So it's absolutely interesting, but we want to make sure we do our best to stare down any attempt at a nuclear exchange. And all this craziness of those on the other side of the ledger who are rooting for full-scale war, that's utter silliness, dangerous, provocative, and not the right course of action.
Absolutely not. Let me ask you this before we go to our next guest, and we appreciate your calling in here, or letting us call you to get you in on this update today. And I agree with what you're saying, absolutely. China and Russia united. You're absolutely. I agree with you. What do you put as a timetable for China to seek to go after Taiwan?
I think it's going to happen in the next 60 days. And you've got to realize even the far graver mortal threat is China. Okay. Russia has a puny population, you know, roughly, what is it, in the 140s, 150s, they're essentially half our size population-wise. China has 1.4 billion, and you got to look at that. There's so many books that have been written as essentially the telegraph, where they are telegraphing their thoughts and philosophies back to asymmetric warfare in 1999, 2010, biological warfare, commanding heights of showdown with America. You know, bottom line, if we have a nuclear exchange and China loses, you know, 100 million, sounds like a lot. The CCP doesn't care. You know, you only got about, you know, only about 1 in 14 people in China are part of the CCP. CCP is all about the sustainment and the survival and the perpetuation of the CCP. If they lose 100 million, they don't care. That's 100 million out of 1.4 billion. You know, that's, you know, far less than 1 out of 10, you know. With us, 100 million, that's 1 out of every 3 people. That's me, you, and Jefferson. You know, one of us is gone. Okay, so this is very real, very mortal, and so grave, grave concern. This is, we have to really, really be careful about this. We have to, I know we have a military leadership that is problematic, and got to do something about that. You know, my hope and faith is that we are able to pass the elections and are able to push this past the elections in November, so that we take both sides of the Congress, and that the House chooses somebody, maybe perhaps Donald J. Trump as Speaker of the House, and then we go to town to get this country right again. But Wisconsin's also exciting, or super exciting, but grave concern, because the Chinese, the CCP does not care if they lose 100 million people, as long as they're not CCP members. They don't care. They do not care.
Wow.
But that's what is incredibly mortal and dangerous about dealing with them. And so Russia is a subcontractor. China's the main game. We as American citizens have to do, despite essentially our own corrupt government and an illegitimate government in power right now, do what we can, anything we can do to make sure we are ready and conduct deterrence actions. I have called for, the Committee on Present Danger, Center for Security Policy has called for a armament effort, an arsenal of democracy to essentially beef up what's going on in Taiwan. So they, because when the Chinese see this, and the Chinese are seeing the total belly flop of the Russians, and believe me, they are rethinking this strategy here, because they're going, oh my, here's the Russians who have a lot of recent combat experience, have not done very well. This has not gone well. His own generals and intelligence services are essentially rebelling against him. And here, China hasn't had a combat action since 1979, where they tried to invade Vietnam and essentially were schwacked. That's a military term for getting beat. And it didn't go very well for China, and they know that.
What's your website, Colonel?
So I'm on Getter. Let me first of all say, so Getter, Colonel Rhett John on Getter, Daily Missive on Telegram, and go to the Center for Security Policy and see me there, Colonel John Mills. So that's access to all my links. Also have 9milgroup.com. You can see all the things I do personally, 9milgroup.com.
Awesome.
Brandon, thank you so much.
Thank you, Colonel, for your update, your briefing, and also for your service to our country. Thank you, Colonel. Colonel John Mills. We'll be right back with Jefferson Davis, breaking news. Welcome back. Glad you're with us. Brandon House, Worldview Radio, worldviewradio.com is our website. All right, folks, I need you to make sure you've alerted everybody to be here because we're going to pick up where we left off last night. Breaking news. We just released an article on this, by the way. Leo Holman got up early, as did all of us. I went to bed at 2, got up at, 6:30, something like that. So we've been working long hours here, folks, trying to save this country, restore liberty and freedom, keep our churches open, keep the pulpits from being shackled, keep the Christian radio on, preserve parental authority. There's a lot going on here that is of serious, serious nature. So if you want the article that Leo just wrote on this for us, it's at worldviewtimes.com, worldviewtimes.com, a full article on this and a link to last night's TV show where I interviewed Jefferson Davis. We brought Mike Lindell on for the breaking news, and we had Dr. Doug Frank. Joining me now from Wisconsin is Jefferson Davis. Jefferson, welcome to the – you got a cool name, by the way. Welcome. It's like a founding father, Jefferson Davis.
Well, thank you, Brandon. Quick 30-second history lesson. The Jefferson Davis, when he graduated from West Point at the age of 20 in 1828, was first assigned by the United States Army to Fort Winnebago, which is in Portage, Wisconsin, my hometown just north of Madison.
Wow.
Yes.
Well, it's a cool name. All right, so you were in a meeting. You were all over the news. I saw the video of you. You were in a meeting 2 days ago, not yesterday, but the day before. I guess it would have been the 16th.
Yes.
And Dr. Doug Frank was there. It was a closed-door meeting. I know you can't quote the Speaker of the House, Robin Voss of Wisconsin, because it was a private meeting. But I know you can speak to the gist of the meeting. He went in there, I don't think buying or believing a lot of what's been said. We've been pretty hard on the guy. I think Gateway Pundit put it well. Quote, Speaker Voss has completely changed his approach on election fraud over the last 18 months from there being irregularities or abnormalities or tainted that did not affect the results of the presidential election. After yesterday's meeting with election integrity experts and constitutional attorneys, Speaker Voss now says there is, quote, widespread election fraud with more data coming, end quote. This, of course, has led President Trump to put out a statement that we read yesterday on the air. Speaker Voss, the great state of Wisconsin, Speaker Voss of the great state of Wisconsin just said there was, quote, widespread fraud, end quote, in the 2020 presidential election, but the state legislature cannot do anything about it. Wrong. If you rob the diamonds from a jewelry store, if you get caught, you have to give the diamonds back. Votes should be no different. There's already a very powerful resolution in the Wisconsin State Assembly that calls for the decertification of the 2020 election and reclaiming Wisconsin's 10 electoral votes. There is so much fraud, as Voss knows, that this should be done quickly and easily. The highly respected special counsel Michael Gableman has exposed so much already, including election bribery with Mark Zuckerberg's $8.8 million. Horrific fraud stealing votes from the elderly in nursing homes, and rampant ballot harvesting and phantom votes. Far more votes than is needed for the Republican candidate, me, to win. Our country would not be in the mess it's in if Republicans had the courage to act. We would be energy independent, no inflation, the Ukraine desecration would not be happening, our economy would be strong, there would have been no surrender in Afghanistan, and so much else. Speaker Voss should do the right thing and correct the crime of the century immediately. It is my opinion that other states will do this. Wisconsin should lead the way. 44th President of the United States, statement by Donald J. Trump. Jefferson Davis, you were in the meeting. Again, I know you can't quote what was going on, but tell us why you and Dr. Frank think that Speaker Voss came out of that meeting on camera that we played on TV last night and said the words widespread fraud.
Well, there's a lot to unpack there, Brandon, and let's just start with this. When we met with the speaker to paint a picture for your listening audience, because we are on radio, Speaker Voss graciously accepted an invitation to meet with us when he was on a different talk show in the state of Wisconsin a month ago. And yeah, sure, I'll meet with you, bring in your team of experts on the evidentiary phase of this fraud, and we'll talk about the constitutional argument as well. So with that picture, we assembled the nationwide team of experts in both areas. We met with the speaker. He was incredibly gracious with his time. He gave us an extra hour. We were only supposed to meet for an hour, but it just kept going, and he kept engaging and asking questions. And it was a very, very, it was not adversarial at all. We were there to be his advocates, to support him, not only as a speaker, but the whole state of Wisconsin and the Assembly and the Senate, to fix this mess that the Democrats put us in. So as we started presenting things from three perspectives, actually four perspectives, Brandon, the first perspective was the voting machine national security systems operation. And the national professional expert that we had in that area is a wonderful, smart guy from Colorado named Colonel Smith, just smarter than smart. And he simply said this to the speaker and to all of us who were there. And please know the speaker had his team there to work with us, and a couple of attorneys joined us by Skype. And it was a wonderful exchange. And Colonel Smith simply said this: Mr. Speaker, literally all of your voting machines in Wisconsin are compromised. And you'd be, and I'm not saying the exact words because I don't remember exactly what Colonel Smith said in the press conference, but he said at the press conference, which was publicly, you know, broadcast, your machines in Wisconsin, they're potentially all compromised. We can, within a week, come in here and look at the hotspots, the Wisconsin 5, where the Zuckerberg money was poured into, Dane County, Milwaukee, Racine, Kenosha, and Brown, and there's a reason they're fighting us in court so that we can't see the machines. But you let us come here and see them for a week, Mr. Speaker, and we'll have them, we'll figure them out right away, and we'll get rid of them and get you machines that work. Number two, we talked to him about the kinematic processing of the fraudulent paper ballots. It's our estimate, Brandon, based on our scientism, based on our data analytics, that there's probably somewhere around 250 to 300,000 fake ballots here in Wisconsin, and we'll get to that in a second.
And the margin of so-called victory for Biden was, remind the audience?
Yes, 20,682. Now, and we'll get into that in a second, too. But let me say this before I continue. If America thinks that Joe Biden won the state of Wisconsin by 20,682 votes and is the sitting president of the United States, then I'm the starting quarterback for the Green Bay Packers. That simply is not going to happen. It did not happen, and it will never happen. So putting that in perspective, we have a kinematic professional paper person that has said, yes, I'll come to Wisconsin and help you. We'll do the hotspots just like the machines. The machines are the physical part of the audit. The paper ballots are the physical part. The machines are the cyber part, Brandon. As you know, if you're accessing the internet, then everybody can access your machines. And then the last part is the canvassing. And so the information that we shared with him, and again, there's an ongoing investigation with Justice Gableman. We wanted to keep private what we shared in there, and the speaker invited us to work with Justice Gableman, to stay in touch with his office, perhaps have another meeting, and to work with his staff as far as getting to him what we found from an evidentiary standpoint, and then what we're making recommendations on how to fix it constitutionally. So when we got done with all of that in nearly 2 hours, and it was, there was no heated exchanges, there was no defiance, none of that. It was a very, very productive, positive meeting. And unbeknownst to us, during the press conference, our phones start burning up. And there's text messages and video footage and phone calls to our staff. And during the press conference, one of them said, Jefferson, yes, Speaker Voss has just admitted, after a year and a half of using the words abnormalities, irregularities, yeah, some tainted situation, but not enough to affect the outcome of the election. There's been a complete 180. And the 180 went from no election fraud to widespread election fraud. Now, Brandon, you know as well as I do, you've been doing this a long time, and you're a lot smarter than I am. If you have a public official who admits in his or her capacity as an elected official, particularly the speaker of one of the two houses in Wisconsin, they admit to widespread election fraud. Brandon, let me ask you and your listeners a question. Don't you have an obligation to do something about that?
Oh, absolutely.
So we collectively thought, hallelujah, praise the Lord. And we told Speaker Voss, sir, we support you. We appreciate you. You better get out in front of this, because there's a couple – three tsunamis, and we call in Wisconsin, we call them blizzards, but there's some tsunamis coming your way, and you better get out in front of this, because there's not enough gold bars in Fort Knox to buy damage control from a public relations firm about what's to hit Wisconsin.
And why do you list it as three tsunamis? Why three?
So there's three things coming. This Thursday, and I think you alluded to it earlier, we are privileged here in Wisconsin to have a national voter integrity organization come and present. Two of their lead presenters are coming on Thursday, March 24th to present in front of Representative Janelle Branch, and she's one of the point people here legislatively that's been working.
She's chairman of a committee that oversees your elections, I believe, and she's been on this radio show a few times. She's been on my radio show several times, so absolutely.
Yep. Yeah, and Janelle is one of the two leaders. Tim Rantham is the other one. Janelle's the other one. These two people have taken so many arrows here in Wisconsin, Brandon, from the liberal media and press. The liberal media and press are trying to paint them personally and professionally and then denying that any of this happened.
Including 60 Minutes
on Wednesday.
Including 60 Minutes Sunday night, which ironically did a piece. We've played the audio here. We've played the video for TV. You have Republican State Senator
Kathy Benier.
Thank you. Kathy Benier saying that it was a clean election. There was no fraud. She knows this. And she's following her Christian duty and values to not lie that there was. So she's going to eat a lot.
How convenient.
Yeah, she's going to be. She might want to reevaluate her Christian values because in regards to apologizing for either lying or deceiving people or being ignorant, because she is supposed to be a minister of righteousness according to Romans 13. And she apparently either isn't bright enough to look at all the evidence. It's quite frankly overwhelming when it comes to the fraud of Wisconsin that we have laid out here. Your Supreme Court has laid out. Gabelman has laid out. The Racine Sheriff County. So this woman either is not smart enough to be in public office or she is lying while she says she's doing her Christian duty. So this woman's got a lot of answering to do to the public, and maybe even legal charges should be brought against some of these elected officials, in my opinion. And then, you have Megan, who works as head of the Wisconsin Election Commission, also saying the same thing. And they were both presented heavily by 60 Minutes, and no one on the other side was interviewed. You weren't interviewed. Rantham wasn't interviewed. Janelle wasn't interviewed. Lindell wasn't interviewed. Kurt Olson wasn't interviewed. Doug Frank wasn't interviewed. Nobody on the other side. And it was all, these people are crazy. That was 60 Minutes just this last Sunday night.
Well, and you know what they say, bad press is better than no press as long as you spell your name
that's
correctly.
That's right.
But here's the situation. And all due respect to Senator Bernier, she's been a lifelong public servant as a clerk and a senator, and she's recognized and acknowledged and appreciated for that. But Senator Bernier just simply either chooses to not know what she doesn't know for plausible deniability, but all of that changed on Wednesday, March 16th. And we will reach out to Senator Bernier, and we will go. She's not running for re-election, by the way, Brandon. Her term is up this November, and she's not running for re-election. But still, we want her to be engaged and show this to her, because at some point, these tsunamis that keep hitting, thanks to your leadership, thanks to Mr. Lindell, Dr. Doug Frank, Colonel Smith, Dan Eastman, John Eastman, the national, thanks to all of these people who truly, they care about this country. So the second tsunami that's going to hit after March 24th, when there's this committee hearing. Now, if I'm true the vote, I don't show everything that I have because there's ongoing investigations. And they have a work product that they're very, very proud of. But
hold right there. We got to go into a forced break. The computer's going to take it away. I don't want people to miss anything. Jefferson Davis joins us from Wisconsin. We'll be right back with more. Don't go away. All right, welcome back. Glad you're with us. Get a wide shot for those on TV. Doesn't she look a little dazed? Yeah, Delta looks a little dazed, like off over there. She's just kind of staring off. I know. We went to bed at 2. We got up at 6:30. We're not getting enough sleep, are we, Delta? But we're not, because there's so much to do, folks, as we are trying to get all these shows produced, out, articles written. You'll find so many things at worldviewtimes.com, my website, worldviewtimes.com. Just want to remind the audience, every day now we are putting up the transcript of my nightly newscast, Worldview Report. We put up the nightly newscast, of course, as well at frankspeech.com, lindelltv.com, and wvwtv.com. So every night I put up that newscast, wvwtv.com, the Worldview Report. It's airing on Brighteon as well. It's got several outlets picking it up. I put that up there, like I said, at wvwtv.com, my website. But like I said, it's also at frankspeech.com, lindelltv.com, brighteon.com. But I also put up the transcript. So every night we put up the transcript of the 30-minute newscast. You'll find the transcript at worldviewtimes.com. Maybe I say something in the newscast and you're like, whoa, I'd really like to have the proof of that. We also include the hyperlinks in the transcript of where we're saying this is coming from. So at worldviewtimes.com, you'll find the transcript. You'll also find a new article just released this morning, actually this afternoon, about 5 minutes before we went on the air, by Leo Holman on what we're talking about right now. We did an hour TV show last night on Brennan House Live with Jefferson Davis, Dr. Doug Frank, Mike Lindell. I asked Leo late last night, Leo, will you please watch the hour and write an article for us? And so it's there at worldviewtimes.com. You can go and grab it and send it all over the place. And it also embeds a link to the show last night for people to watch, because this is overwhelming. This is historic. President Trump is watching this. You can bet it's being watched all over the world by America's enemies as well, because they think they carried out a color revolution, the intelligence arena. The enemies of America carried out a coup d'etat with enemies foreign and domestic, and now it's being exposed. And so I hope you'll go to worldviewtimes.com and look for the transcript the article on this breaking news story by Leo Holman that we just released. Now, Jefferson Davis joins me. Jefferson Davis is in Wisconsin. He's one of the guys working to lead on this. He just spoke privately to the Speaker of the House, Robin Voss, on the 16th. He's not going to be quoting the Speaker. It was a private, confidential meeting. They want to respect the Speaker. But we know that the Speaker came out and said publicly on camera, Logan, maybe we have that. We could play it here in a minute if you could cue it up, please. He came out and admitted there's widespread fraud. This is a change. And this is largely because of what Jefferson Davis. Oh, that's right. Send it to me if you could, and I'll play it in the minute mark. What Jefferson Davis presented and Doug Frank seemed to change the Speaker's mind. There are three tsunamis coming, Jefferson says. The first one's March 24th at 10 a.m. In room 412 Thursday, where this presentation will be done by the True the Vote. We're going to tell you what it is I'm being told they're going to present. And then, of course, he's going to tell you about the second and third wave. So pick it up there, would you please, Jefferson?
Sure. So real quick, this organization, True the Vote, has gone and purchased, I can't remember the exact number, Brandon, but if it comes in a quantity of a terabyte, it's billions and billions and billions from five states, Arizona, Pennsylvania, Michigan, Georgia, and Wisconsin. And in the trailer that filmmaker Dinesh D'Souza put out, it's called 2,000 Mules, the trailer shows how this organization, not the state and national alphabet soup agencies that should have been doing this since November of 2020, but a nonprofit, private-funded organization, they have been able to purchase the cell phone ping data, get the video footage of the ballot-harvesting mules. Now, True the Vote is a very smart organization. They are not going to actually play, you know, reams and reams of videos or show their powder as far as the cell phone ping data. They've already done that in this 2,000 Mules trailer. And I think, Brandon, you played that on the show last night. They're not coming to Wisconsin in the middle of March for vacation if they're from Texas. They're coming here because they have evidence.
Okay, so if anyone watches last night's show, they'll see the trailer. Otherwise, you can just type into a search engine
2,000 mules.
Yeah, 2,000 mules by Dinesh D'Souza coming out next month. And so what you're saying is they have these cell phones that have been pinged. These people didn't leave their cell phones at home. So when they go to these illegal drop boxes that your Supreme Court, by the way, has ruled are illegal, that were provided by Zuckerberg's money, according to Gableman, is they took their cell phones to drop these ballots through ballot harvesting and dropping fake ballots. Their cell phones were pinged. They then, the same individual, same car, same cell phone with them, go to another drop box, and it pings, and another drop box, and it pings. But in Georgia, we have video footage we've played. That's horrible video footage that reportedly was provided by Zuckerberg as well. And can you imagine the video footage was bad, right? I mean, shocker, right? Shocker. The people stealing the election apparently are also putting in the cameras. What do you think you're going to get? So what we've played on TV in Georgia, their cameras, the cameras are so far away, you can't at night particularly make out what kind of car it is, much less who it is, much less the license plate. But you're saying, Jefferson Davis, that these people, they probably have not only the ping from the cell phones, but they have the cars, the license plates, and in some cases, actual facial identity of the person. And some of these people are now willing, that have been caught, to sing like canaries, right?
Well, and that is what we're saying, and let me qualify some of that. Again, I have no firsthand knowledge of this. I wouldn't know the truth of vote people if they walked into my office right now. I don't know them personally. I have not seen any evidence, but Dinesh D'Souza, who has a non-disclosure agreement with Through the Vote, I would think, he's not going to go out there and put this information out there. As a matter of fact, some of the video footage that you played on the air last night, if you have a nice high-definition resolution TV, you can identify, even if it's great, you still can identify them. And here's what's happening. They are being approached because the whistleblower that talked in Georgia, who said, I did 4,500 ballots, I got $10 per ballot, I got $45,000, and here's who in the Democrat Party told me to do this, here's who in the Democrat Party gave me the fake ballot that was already filled out, here's who in the Democrat Party gave me the name and the address of the fake person, here's who in the Democrat Party gave me the envelope to forge the signature, here's who in the Democrat Party told me what ballot box to go to, take a picture, and then when you're done, come see us. We'll give you some money and pay you for your time, $45,000 in Georgia. You would think, just by default, if Dinesh D'Souza, who's the lead for True the Vote with this trailer and this movie that's coming out and says, we've got the same thing in Arizona, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin, you would think, otherwise they're liars, that they have the same information. So that's why I wanted to quantify it that way. That's the first tsunami, and we're going to hear all about that on Thursday. I'm telling you, Brandon, there's going to be so many people there, so many press and media, and now that Speaker Voss has said, because we told him in the private meeting, we won't say what he said, but we told him, you better get out in front of this or else. Now, the second tsunami.
Before you go to the second one, let me play the audio of what the speaker said after coming out of your meeting. Here we go. Listen to this.
Can't hear it, Brandon.
Oh, man, we got to boost the volume. Hang on. Let me know when you're ready, Logan. All right, here we go. Let's try it now.
We have passed 17 different bills. We have the Gableman investigation.
Can you make that out, Justin?
A little louder, please.
A little louder. Hang on. Yes, let me see if the audio on my computer needs to be brought up. Let's see here. I don't know. Let's see. Let me work on that. We'll come back to it. Pick it up where you were, Jefferson. Sorry about that.
Sure. So after they come and testify on the 24th, this is an open hearing, and it's not like it's a prosecutorial type hearing. It's just a public information hearing, and there's two staff people coming to make the presentation. So when they're done, then the second tsunami that's about to hit, and thanks to Speaker Voss and his leadership, he's one of the hardest working people you will ever see in his life. He had the wisdom to choose Justice Gableman, who's doing a phenomenal job. He actually extended the contract until the end of April. When Justice Gableman gave his interim election fraud report on March 1st, Justice Gableman said to all of the fraudsters, you ain't seen nothing yet. We're just getting started. So that's the second. And the first report was so damaging, Brandon. It's like, oh, my gosh, you got more? And he, without hesitation, you ain't seen nothing yet. We just got started. So that's the second tsunami. Now we're going to transition from the evidentiary to the constitutional judicial. The third tsunami that your listeners can know about here in Wisconsin is on April 13th, before the Wisconsin Supreme Court, there's going to be an oral argument at 8:30 in the morning in the Supreme Court, which is in the east wing of the Capitol in Madison. We're going to pack the place out. Here's what they're going to do, Brandon. Thanks to the wisdom, a judge in Waukesha County by the name of Judge Bourne just simply interpreted the law, which judges are supposed to do. And he said, are you kidding me? These ballot drop boxes are illegal. They were never legislatively approved. They have no standing. That's illegal to do ballot harvesting. He threw them out. Well, of course, the Democrats with the Zuckerberg money and the pinstripe suited attorneys from New York said, oh, no, they went to an appellate court. Of course, the liberal appellate court overruled Justice Bourne. But the Wisconsin Supreme Court overruled the appellate court and said, nope, Justice Bourne is right. These boxes are illegal. That's ballot harvesting. Neither one of those are in the statutes here in Wisconsin. So for the April election, which is only a couple of weeks away in Wisconsin, you can't use ballot drop boxes unless you're the corrupt city of Milwaukee, and they're going to still do them and stick a finger in the air and just say, okay, try and stop us. However, on the 13th of April, the Wisconsin Supreme Court is going to hear oral arguments for and against to get rid of the ballot drop boxes and illegal ballot harvesting. So after that, then the Supreme Court, before they recess in June, will make a final decision. Here's the situation, Brandon, with the third tsunami with that. If they made the ruling in February after Judge Bourne in Waukesha County made his ruling in January that they're illegal and ballot harvesting is illegal, Brandon, if they're illegal and now, weren't they illegal in 2020 and 2021?
Yes.
And they will be illegal indefinitely. And now the Speaker of the Assembly says, oh my gosh, there was white. I mean, everything here in Wisconsin is moving in the right direction, and we're gaining momentum, and some people are going to be about to run over by a train.
1-800-347-9829, your thoughts, your comments, your question. 1-800-347-9829. Get on board. Quick comments. Quick comments, quick questions, 1-800-347-9829, 1-800-347-9829. Let's listen to what Speaker Voss said coming out of that meeting on the 16th with my guest, Jefferson Davis, and Dr. Doug Frank. Listen to this. They're walking down the stairs to catch him. Here we go. They're going to get a mic closer to him.
So with that,
here we go.
It's not about growing the support. I mean, everybody has a right to present their case. Everybody has a right to petition their government. I have heard from an awful lot of folks who have concerns about the election. I believe there were problems with the election. I believe that's why we have passed 17 different bills. We have the Gateman investigation that I know is showing many of the issues that are there. The problem gets down to what's the remedy. There are some people who think that the legislature has the unilateral ability to overturn the election. We do not. Constitutional scholars like Rick Essenberg, Jim Troupas, Donald Trump's own attorney in Wisconsin said we do not have that power. I still believe that today. What they spent much of the time talking about, that's a private conversation, but basically they are trying to convince us of the fraud that occurred. I already believe there was fraud that occurred. The challenge is we now need to have an attorney general and a governor who will sign legislation and fight.
Was that it right
the
there?
The challenge is we now need to
was
have
that the
basically they are trying to what they spent much of the time talking about.
Oh, it's still coming up? All right, we come back. Yes. She's going to ask him about widespread fraud, so we still have to get done on the other side of the break. You're going to hear him say it, and we're going to go to your calls. Don't go away. All right, welcome back. We're going to go to your calls here in just a second. But now here's where the reporter finally gets to the spot. He's already said he thinks there was fraud, but he's going to go even further. The Speaker of the House of Wisconsin, Robin Voss, after coming out of a meeting with my guest, Jefferson Davis, who's on the line now, and with Dr. Doug Frank, who was on TV with us last night. Here we go.
Just a can't happen.
Do you think there was widespread fraud or just a few instances?
I think there was widespread fraud. And I think we are going to see more and more data that comes out as Justice Gableman continues his investigation. But it's up to the people of Wisconsin to decide who they want to lead their state. If they want to have...
All right, so there we go. There was widespread fraud. That's pretty big. Congratulations. The information was presented. You're doing a great job, a great work, Jefferson Davis. There's no doubt about that. Let's see what the people of America and of Wisconsin think. Let's go to the phone lines, 1-800-347-9829, 1-800-347-9829. Our first call, let's go to Landy. Landy's calling from Wisconsin. Landy, go right ahead. Thanks for calling in today.
Hey, good afternoon. Thanks, Jefferson Davis. God bless you, brother, for doing the work that you're doing. We need more strong people that are willing to step forward and protect our nation like you, Brandon. I have a quick question, and I'm ready to stand and serve. Who's going to protect these individuals going to Madison to present this information?
Landy, that was the question I asked Jefferson last night. I said, I hope you got good security for all these people.
Well, thank you for that question, and thank you for your interest. We are going to get election integrity back in Wisconsin. Please know that we have security people in our statewide organization who will work with the state capitol police. We don't want to give away too much information because we want to make sure that the people that we're trying to protect just kind of fit in, and we get them into the capitol, we get them out and get them in their car and get them on the airplane and get them out of here. But that's a great question because, Brandon, you've covered it so many times over the last couple of years with the Black Lives Matter and the anarchists and the Antifa. I mean, this is nonsense. And if you don't think they're in Madison, and if you don't think they're going to be at the Capitol on March 24th and August 13th, you're a fool, because they are going to be there and they're going to try and bully and intimidate. But we serve a God that will protect us.
Absolutely. And they might be wearing Trump gear and American flag gear.
Absolutely. Infiltrators.
Yep. 1-800-347-9829, 1-800-347-9829. Greg in Tucson, Arizona. Greg, thanks for calling in today, Greg.
God bless you, and thank you for this program. Everything that you're saying is true. I just want to say this about the Republicans and why they forced me out of the party. If you look at the election of 2008, it was worse than stolen. It was just the Republicans opened the door to their house and let the thief in and take what he wanted. Obama was a fraud in three areas. Strike one, his birth certificate was proven fraudulent. Strike two, his Social Security number, 0476844425, is fraudulent. His draft card, the man who sent people to their death, is proven as a forgery. And Republicans vilified those truth tellers. Even a Republican senator sent the government to my door in Massachusetts to harass me, Homeland Security and the police, because I was trying to get that information out on Obama. So the Republicans did worse. I'm sorry.
Well, you're right. They have just allowed themselves to be rolled over again and again and again. I cannot disagree with you, Greg. Let's go to Christine in Wisconsin. 1-800-347-9829, by the way. Phone line open, 1-800-347-9829. Christine in Wisconsin. What are your thoughts today, Christine?
Boy, oh boy. Mr. Davis, I've called a speaker. I've followed this as closely as anyone can, and all they ever did was deny, deny, deny. Do you think, sir, and he wanted to continue with the drop boxes. I'm sure you're well aware of this. Maybe you're not. I don't know, but I'm part of a group here in Racine that's well apprised, and do you think it's just overwhelming now that he has to admit it? Because, he's a politician, I'll tell you. So what do you think?
Thanks for your call, Christine, and thanks for your passion, because if we don't have people like you that are engaged and follow this, then the fraud will just continue. Let me say this for Speaker Voss. I was at the Racine County Republican Party caucus on Saturday where the speaker was there and, of course, spoke and was recognized. The first thing the speaker, because I think the speaker realizes finally that this tsunami, we call them blizzards here in Wisconsin, as you know, Christine, I think he realizes that he better get out in front of this. So the first thing he did on Saturday was
the first thing he was going to do in January of 2023 is outlaw the ballot drop boxes. And we shared with the speaker on Wednesday, Mr. Speaker, that's probably already going to be done for you with the Wisconsin Supreme Court when they hear the oral arguments on April 13th to get rid of them permanently and then make a decision before they recess in June. So I think, Christine, we have taken that fraudulent component from the Democrats and the big tech billionaires away from them where they no longer will be able to do the drop boxes. However, that does not address the machines. That does not address the mail-in absentee or the early voting. And Dr. Frank has some really good suggestions that we're working that we're going to get back to the speaker along with our other team of experts. But we're looking at this from three perspectives.
Hold right there, Jefferson. Let me squeeze two more calls in real quick. Tim in Missouri. Okay. Tim in Missouri. Go ahead, Tim.
Yeah, I had a question, but before that, my thought is, you know, we ought to have an ID or proof of who we are to vote. If you can't make it to vote, then I guess you don't get to vote. But my question is, if we figure out all this fraud stuff's true about Biden, is there going to be a way to get him out of office and we can redo everything?
Well, that's what they're working on now. If Wisconsin falls and then Arizona or Georgia falls, I mean, we're going to be in a real position. Not to mention, again, of course, there are those who are working on the idea, if they take back the House, appointing President Trump Speaker of the House, which they can do, indicting the sitting president and vice president, and that makes Trump president. You may say that's a long shot, but there are big names, more and more of them now talking about their strategies to take control of the nation away from someone who is compromised by communist China. Tom, in Wisconsin, line four, go. Tom, you're on.
Yes, I wanted to know if the investigation has moved from computer anomalies to simple ballot fraud, mail-in ballots were the real problem.
Jefferson, Tom is asking, was it fraud by mail or fraud by algorithm or both?
All the above and more. And Tom, thank you for that insightful question. And the short answer to your question is yes. We just can't reveal the details of that because the people that committed the fraud with the paper ballots, we don't want them to know exactly what we're doing. But please know, when we can, we'll go public with it. Do I have 20 more seconds for a quick follow-up to Tim's question in Missouri?
Yep.
Okay. In Wisconsin, Tim, you have to have voter ID. Show your voter ID, sign the log, state your name, and give your address. Here's what we're doing in Wisconsin. We're following the Constitution, which gives the states the right to pull back the electors, to, in the Assembly and Senate, vote to seat another slate of electors that, if they feel the election was stolen, could declare someone else the winner. But in Wisconsin, we're willing to go one step further.
Well, we're out of time. Welcome to have you back. Thanks, Jefferson Davis. Take care.
This has been Worldview Weekend Radio with Brannon House. CDs are available by calling 1-800-729-9829. Or to hear an MP3 file of this or earlier programs, go to worldviewweekend.com. Views expressed may or may not be those of Worldview Weekend, BCY America, or this station. This program is a public affairs presentation of WorldviewWeekend.com and is heard weekdays on VCY America.